This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. While psychopaths reportedly make up about 1% of the country, they occupy nearly 4% of its management positions. These figures are part of a study co-authored by Craig Newman, a professor of psychology at the University of North Texas. He's on the line with me now to talk about what this means and how it could affect the workplace. Craig Newman, thanks for being here.
Thank you for inviting me, Justin.
First off, what is a psychopath? I'm going to assume we're not just talking about serial killers here.
That's correct. A psychopath, technically, it's a personality disorder. It involves an individual who displays behavioral characteristics in four major domains: interpersonal manipulativeness, deceitfulness, grandiosity. The second domain is emotional or affective coldness, callousness. The third domain is a behavioral impulsivity, a recklessness, a thrill-seeking sort of behavioral style. And then the fourth domain is an overt antisociality. And this doesn't necessarily just involve criminality, but this involves individuals who fail to conform to social conventions. So it's an individual who displays high levels of these traits in these four domains chronically over time.
With those domains in mind, do we know what kind of negative effects a psychopathic boss could have on a business?
We know that it creates increased conflict between work and family life and increased emotional distress in the employees that have to work with such bosses. And perhaps most notably, it has a strong impact on job satisfaction.
Do we know why management positions seem to attract so many psychopaths?
Well, this is a very interesting question. In fact, it may be a bit of a chicken and an egg question. In business settings, it's often the case that to be a good salesman, one presents a fairly slick package. Now, I'm not saying that sales individuals are liars by any means, but they present an image of the product that is in the best terms. And so psychopaths, they tend to lie regularly to manipulate and deceive. And so it may be the case that certain interpersonal characteristics, manipulativeness, deceitfulness, and emotional characteristics like callousness are actually helpful in some senses in a business environment when conducting a deal, from the extreme of a hostile takeover to perhaps more mundane elements of trying to make a sale in a local community.
There are a lot of workers who are probably thinking, you know, wow, my boss might be a psychopath. What kind of advice would you give them?
Well, the first and foremost piece of advice is to document. It's very important to document any sorts of email interactions, any sort of in-the-hall conversations. Write it down in a note, date it if you can have witnesses. In the more extreme case, the individual, it might be best for them to seek a job in some other part of the organization or consider leaving and going to a new organization. It can be the case that if, say, an employee went to human resources and they spoke about what's going on between them and their psychopathic boss, that the human resource individual, when they go to meet with the boss, they find that, oh, this is a nice guy. How could this person ever do anything of the nature that the employee is accusing them? So it's very important to document and very important to consider one's well-being and whether it's worth staying with such an organization.
Craig Newman is a professor of psychology at the University of North Texas. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Justin.